Bless them, Lord.
Sharon, how about come morning?
No.
Come morning.
Don, it'll be morning soon.
It's happening, isn't it? We are worth to know it as much as we sing it. So.
Lord.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Singing, I hope you thought about something to sing. I want you to sing me a song, anything. I don't care, but I'll meet you yonder. You feel like it? You feel like it? Yeah, I want you to sing a song. I didn't love you, I wouldn't ask you to sing anything. I want you to sing nothing. I didn't have no brothers and sisters growing up. I'm playing catch up. Amen.
I forgot I just want to say I love the Lord tonight.
Hey, ma'am.
I'm just so glad that he met me a long time ago. Yeah. I thought I was the same person.
Bless her heart.
I was in Sunday school. I was in church.
Bless her.
Taking my children to church.
Yeah.
But I know one time I was in a little Nazarene church.
Bless her.
And they had a revival. And they was preaching about, I could just hear it. And I was just clenching this back of the pew. And I'm thinking to myself, Lord, that can't be me you're talking to.
Bless her heart.
Because I've been coming here for years. I bring my children.
Bless you, Brenda.
And what will they say if I go up there and tell them that I'm
Bless you, Brenda.
But thank God that I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Woo.
Thank you.
With all my heart.
Hallelujah. Bless her.
Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, my soul, I worship your holy name.
Amen.
Sing like never before.
Yes.
Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. Please let me sing this song for you. Whatever may come, whatever life before me, just keep me singing till the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name.
Yes.
Sing like never before.
Yeah.
Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your love keeps me throughout the day. Wherever I go, I will sing your praises.
Yeah.
Please let me sing until the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yeah.
Oh, my soul.
Bless you, Brenda.
Mm-hmm. I worship your holy name.
Bless you,
yes.
Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Hallelujah. See what y'all almost missed out on. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me set this thing up. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Mark. I don't know about you all, but I come to have church.
Amen.
And I don't see no reason why we can't. Just two or three is all it takes. Ain't it? What we got? 2, 4, 6, 8, 12, 15?
Yeah,
we got plenty, haven't we?
And 1901.
Hey, man. Go ahead, Brother Mark. Love you, brother. Hallelujah. You know, I figure if people get mad, unless you come to the conclusion you're lost, and you want to get saved, and they get mad about it, they probably need to be saved with you.
That's right.
I don't really understand that. I mean, that's what Jesus come to do, save
right.
Save that was wrong.
Sure it is.
And so people get mad about it, and you know, and my eternity is at stake, then you just have to get offended.
Amen, Brother Martin.
Amen.
Amen.
But anyway, it's good to be in the house of the Lord today.
Yes, yes.
Hey, man, I can't believe some of y'all didn't get no rain. It poured the rain to my house. Didn't last long.
Mine too.
It poured the rain. Did it pour? I mean, it come down, boy.
Man's on just like us, man. We both got rain.
Got rain. But, anyway, so, I guess y'all reaping what you sowed, because the other day y'all got it and I didn't, so. Man,
we must be at the
bottom. Amen.
Yeah, various people go on dry land. No, I'm just kidding.
Musical weather chairs, I guess. But anyway, I'm glad to get it.
Amen. Yeah.
Turn with me tonight in the Old Testament book of Hosea.
Good one.
I tell you, I remember when I was a young preacher, I shied away from the Old Testament a lot. I was kind of afraid of it. And I don't mean it like I was afraid of a dog type afraid. I just kind of strayed away from it because I didn't understand a lot of it. You know, young preachers always want to just stay on something simple. And so I preached a lot in the New Testament when I was a younger preacher, and I still do. And I just, but I tell you, it's so much truth in the Word of God.
Yes, yes.
And I know this is stupid, and I don't know if Brother Eddie ever thought about this or not, but I know I did. When I was young, I had this little thought come across my mind. Maybe the devil put it there, I don't know. That I thought, Lord, what am I going to do when I run out of stuff to preach? Well, I found out that statement wasn't true a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if I could preach Genesis through Revelation and go back and start over, there'd be something I didn't see the first time.
Amen.
You'll never get through all the truths of the Word of God.
That's right.
I mean, they're there. And so you just, it's amazing. But we live in a day where what people need the most seems like what they get in the least.
Bless you, Brother Mark.
And that's church and that's preaching.
Yeah.
I like singing. I love singing. I like to hear people testify. I like all that's good. But God chose the foolishness of preaching.
Yeah.
And some of them do foolish preaching. But he chose the foolishness of preaching
to
save them. And I'm glad that it's that way.
Yeah.
God sets things up in order. Say, God's a God of order.
Sure is, brother.
And yes, I mean, I'm all for shouting. Amen. Good. Have at it. Brother Ed Blue used to say his grandma, she'd get happy. She'd be in the kitchen singing. She'd get happy. She'd sing Biscuit on the Ceiling. It's just happy and excited about serving the Lord. Nothing wrong with doing that.
That's right.
Amen. God's in it. How about it?
Yeah.
Charles Spurgeon was preaching one night, and there was a lady sitting three or four pews back from where he was, and she was just really praising the Lord, man. Lord was just filling her bucket full.
Amen.
And there for a little bit, he noticed she got quiet. And she wasn't saying nothing. And he kind of said, gentlemen, said, I think y'all need to check the sister there. Said, I think she's died. Sure enough, she had a heart attack sitting in the pew.
Wow.
You know, when God's people shut up, you might need to check them.
Yeah.
Are dead. That might not be a physical thing neither. Could be a spiritual death worse than physical. But anyway, where did I tell you go? Did I tell you where to go? Hosea chapter 8. Now, Hosea considered one of them minor prophets. The only way I say that is he's minor in the length of his book compared to Jeremiah, Ezekiel, or Isaiah, someone like that. But the message he carried was just as important as any of the rest of them. So we live in a day where what people need to hear is what they're hearing the least of, and that's truth.
Amen.
You know, like Brother Eddie was talking this morning, somebody asked you, what is truth?
Yeah, Paul, that's
easy. Jesus made it plain, thy word is true.
Yeah.
What he said.
Yeah.
So somebody asked Dale Moody one time about the King James Bible, said, you don't really believe that thing's true, do you? He said, well, if it ain't, it ought to be. So that's a pretty good thought.
Amen.
Hosea chapter 8, let's look at verse 11 and 12, and I want to take my thought out of verse number 12. But he said, because Ephraim hath built many altars to sin. Altars shall be unto him to sin. And that's what he said, I had written to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing. Father, I ask you to bless the Word of God tonight,
yes,
and ask you, Lord, to help me to rightly divide the Word of truth, and Lord, to say those things that bring glory and honor to your name,
yes,
tonight, and thank you for the people that's come out tonight, and
yes,
Lord, those that might be listening by the way of internet and online,
yes,
tonight, and ask you, Lord, again, to just help us tonight, and thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank
Lord,
you for the privilege to be able to stand again and preach tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd fill my mind and my mouth tonight, and these
bless
things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I was thinking about what he said there in that last statement, but they were counted as strange things. You know, a lot of times when people cease to hear simple truths, when you go to preaching them, they'll think you're preaching something strange.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
You know, if you'll keep your pulpit hot, and I mean keep it hot with fire preaching, and keep the church, just keep them flooded with good sound doctrine.
Amen.
Paul talked about to teach those things which become sound doctrine.
Right.
You know, the people today, they come to church and they got itching ears and they just want to be tickled. They just want to be told they're good. And all they want to hear is you're good. Well, ain't none of us good according to the Bible. None of us are worthy of anything. Absolutely nothing. And I'm going to tell you, anything I have above nothing is a blessing of God.
Amen.
And so I'm thankful that God got it. So I don't deserve it, but I'm glad he done it.
Amen.
Amen.
So, but people, when you stop preaching truths, and then when you get back to preaching those truths and people don't hear them, like they stay, they think you're preaching a heresy or false doctrine or something like that. You know, I don't care what nobody says. The Bible said to prove all things.
Amen.
Now, if you can't prove it, you need to leave it alone.
Amen.
And if you can prove it, then you need to stand on it.
That's right.
You know, I'll put it like this. If it's in the Bible and you rightly interpret it and you rightly divide it,
amen,
and it's wrong, then take it up with God.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
Amen.
Now, I ain't saying that preachers sometimes don't chase rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right, chase them, just make sure you shoot them. We're done. You know, all of us chase rabbits from time to time. We kind of get sidetracked a little bit somewhere there and somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I want to preach a little while tonight on the thought of some great things of my law. Now, I believe that you and I have in our possession the absolute greatest book that's ever been written.
Yeah.
And it's the King James Bible.
Amen.
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 I believe that one of the great things about the law is the law itself.
Amen, Brother Mark.
This is a great book. It's still, as far as I know, the number one seller worldwide.
Yeah.
Has been for years.
Yeah.
I don't think nothing's ever going to top it.
Right.
I don't think they're ever going to stop it.
You're right.
It's been ridiculed. It's been run down, put down, and been so hell. You can't trust it. Well, if you can't trust it, what are you going to trust?
Hey, man.
Good, man, I don't trust the Wall Street Journal.
No.
I don't even get it. Not sure I ain't going to trust it.
Yeah, man.
I don't trust I heard about a preacher one time. I don't know where he was at, but he took about a month or two. Said he took a vacation from the Bible.
Oh,
how do you take a vacation from the Bible? Where do you go?
Oh, my.
And so he even done it out of his pulpit. He said, we're going to take a vacation from the Bible.
Oh, wow.
And for about 2 months, he preached out of the Reader's Digest.
Oh, my.
Ain't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of invitation did he give when it come time to give the invitation?
I don't know.
I mean, nothing wrong with the Reader's Digest. You can read some good stories in the Reader's Digest, but the Reader's Digest ain't going to get you to heaven.
Amen.
People come up with some of the stupidest stuff.
Amen.
False doctrine.
Yeah.
Brother Clint said one time he read about a group of people, and I believe he said it was in New York, and that don't surprise me. Anything goes on in New York ain't going to surprise me much or nothing. He said, I read about a group of people that worship frisbees.
Oh, my.
You know a frisbee? You know a frisbee? Them flying plates? He said, I don't really know what they believe. I guess they believe when you die, your soul goes on the roof and you can't get it down. that sounds like it.
Yeah.
Worship frisbees. I mean, ain't that the stupidest thing?
Don't know what, yeah.
But you know what happens? When you don't believe something real,
yeah,
you'll be led astray.
Right.
By somebody.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Right.
And we got so many churches today that want to play to the emotions.
Good.
Yeah, it is.
More than they do the soul.
Right.
I'm all for emotions. I got them.
Yeah.
You got them.
Yeah.
We all have emotions.
Yeah.
Some of them good. Some of them ain't so good.
Yeah.
I'm like my daddy. I've got the emotion of temper. But it's not. Boom.
Right.
My daddy was long suffering in that state. But when he got mad.
Right.
It's like taking the radiator cap off of a Volkswagen.
Put some thought in on that.
That's right.
Some of y'all get that next month.
Yeah.
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 Hey, man.
But I'm kind of like my daddy. When I get mad,
my radiator.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
So we got emotions.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we were born with them.
That's right. Lord made us.
Some people cry easy.
Yeah.
Some people laugh easy.
Yeah.
Some people. What some people's emotions may not be mine, or what mine may not be yours,
right,
but we all
right.
got them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I believe when God saves you, that's part of one of the things He saves you.
Amen.
Emotions.
Yeah.
But I believe God puts those things in your mm-hmm. in yourself to stir you and to encourage you. And you know, when something goes wrong in our families, our homes, we cry. That's an emotion.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
When we get blessed, boy, we're just so happy and we shout, we praise the Lord. That's an emotion.
Amen.
God wants His people to be emotional.
Yeah. Happy.
Yeah. A lady told Brother Tim one time, said, "You need to quit preaching about them feelings. There ain't no such thing as in the Bible as feelings." He said, "Well, ma'am," said, "you got you a King James Bible, don't you?" Said, "You go over there, that woman had that issue of blood. When you get to that word felt, I'm going to give you my knife and you cut it out of yours because it's in mine."
Hey, man. Yeah.
She felt.
Yeah,
that's an emotion. A feeling is an emotion.
Hey, man.
But when you preach sound doctrine and people ain't heard it, it becomes a strange thing.
You're right, brother.
It shouldn't be that way.
Right.
They simple truths every child of God ought to know.
Amen.
Right.
Just, you know, they want, when you start your kids to school, they want you, them at least to be able to say, count to two or three or something.
Yeah.
Or at least know ABCD or something.
Yeah.
But God's people have become so dumb.
Amen, Brother Mark.
I don't mean that degrading. I'm just saying that because they're not grounding.
Amen.
You know, we need to be grounded.
Rooted.
Know what we believe, why we believe it.
Right.
And can you prove what you believe by the Bible?
Amen.
So I give you three things tonight. The great things that I see out of this law that are simple, that every one of us ought to know. And maybe you do, maybe you have, maybe you just ain't heard it put this way in a while. But I think it's just good for us. I just said a minute ago, I think the first one is the law of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen to what the Bible said in Psalm 119:18. "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law."
Yeah.
You know, there's wondrous things to be found in the Bible.
Yeah,
I mean, boy, they just knew end to learning. I mean, you're talking about imagination. I mean, boy, they just knew end to learning the Word of God.
Amen.
And getting a visual picture in your mind of all the things that took place in the nation of Israel and how they took place and all why that took place and all these things. I think about when Joshua had brought the nation of Israel there to the Jordan River, and it was swelled up, and it was they were going to have to go across that Jordan, and then the nation of Israel had done come out of Egypt, and Moses had died, and Joshua had taken over the reins of leadership, and when he got to that Jordan River, they had to stop, and because they had to let the Ark of God go before. Let me tell you why. You need to always make sure you kick God out yonder.
Yeah.
You be the one doing the following and not let Him be following you.
Yeah.
Keep going that way.
Yeah.
But when they got to that water, they thought, "How are we going to get across this thing?"
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, boy, God always has a way for His people to cross the rivers.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
He told them, "You go ahead and you go out in that water and you take that Ark of God with you, buddy." When they stepped out in that Jordan River, it done the same thing the Red Sea done. It parted up.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what, God cut the water off that
stream
so they can go
by.
Amen.
Yeah, He did.
You better get
Amen. Told them to pick up some rocks while he's in there. Amen.
And you know what they done when they got to the other side? They built a memorial.
Sure did.
Yeah.
They built it with rocks.
Yes. One in the river, one out of the river.
And you know, they said, what does these rocks mean? And every time they see them, well, this is what God done here on this date.
Amen.
And you think about the number of people that went across that river.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, when they come out of the, when they come out of Egypt, the Bible talked about 600,000 men, not counting children,
right.
not counting women,
right.
not counting Egyptians, not counting animals.
Right.
I read somewhere it could have been as many as 3 million people.
Yeah.
Woo! Whew, Lord of mercy. No wonder Moses said, "Who am I?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I could you imagine leading such a great number of people?
Amen.
But you know, really, Moses wasn't doing the leading.
Right.
He was just doing the following.
That's
amen.
Amen.
And they, what they do? Complain.
Yeah, amen.
You know, you can't please people.
Amen, Brother Mark.
You give them a brick of gold, they want a ton.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
You're right.
Amen, preacher. Amen.
Ain't that true?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. College with contentment's a great game.
And I never understood this. I'm just going to meddle a minute. People go to ball games and they'll hoop and holler like a Comanche.
Yeah.
And they'll come to the house of God and they'll shut up.
Yeah.
Amen. I pastor people like done that.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Went to a school ball game. They played for a Christian school. And I mean, I ain't never seen nothing like it. I mean, they hollered and they screamed and they carried on. And the next Sunday church.
Amen. What a
right.
You get excited over worldly things, you ought to be more excited over heavenly things.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
The Word of God is a wondrous thing, and it's a wonderful thing to learn.
Yes.
I like he said, the law of the Lord is perfect. You know, this is a perfect book.
Sure is. Perfect.
And what it said, converting the soul, the testimony of the Lord is sure. Can you trust this? I trust it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, boy. This book is more than just it is the Word of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a comfort.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure is.
I don't know that I've ever told people this. My wife knows it. But when my wife is sick and been in the hospital, we've been married, well, we was married 42 years this past April. Miracle.
Bless you, brother. Amen. Well, I'm 29, brother Mark.
Well, she'd be in the hospital. I'm used to her laying by my side in the bed.
Bless you, brother.
And when she's gone,
yeah,
I lay my Bible right
there. Amen. Right. Amen.
I get to sleep with the Lord.
Bless you, brother Mark. Amen. Amen.
What's a comfort?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Romans 15, comfort of the Scriptures through patience.
This is a good book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect book.
Yeah.
It'll help you. It'll help you learn. It'll help you understand.
Sure.
You really want to. It talked about, it said, the testimony of the Lord. Sure. Make it wise and simple. You know the Word of God will help make you wise.
Sure will.
Now, it don't make you wise, smart aleck wise, but it'll make you wise to learn things. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the law itself is a great thing that's been given to us.
Yeah.
It's been suffered, it's ridiculed, but we still got it.
Amen.
That's right.
Adolf Hitler tried to destroy every book he'd ever get his hands on.
Yeah.
One book he couldn't get rid of. Lord God.
Yeah.
He's gone. We still got it.
Still got it.
Right. Right.
And I'm glad that God has given us a perfect book.
Yeah.
Yes, He has.
And it's a great thing to be able to study the Bible.
Amen.
Man, it's more than just reading it. It's meditating on it and thinking about it. And it ain't how much you take in. It's what you get out of it.
That's right. Amen. That's good, brother.
If you can read 10 chapters and get something good, but my mind don't work like that.
No, that's
right. I take a little bites at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My wife says that I eat more during the day than she does, but she eats more when she eats than I do. So I'm I'm 8 5 times a day, and she 3, but her 3 ought to be my 5. Kind of what it is, the Word of God. You may take a little in at a time, right, but it ain't what you take at one spot. It's how much it gets into you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And when it gets in you, does it change you?
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
It should.
Yes.
Amen.
It does. Why? Because this is a wonderful and a great book.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
This is one of those great things that God's been giving to us.
Amen.
I believe it's still the infallible, inspired, inerrant Word of God.
Amen.
It's good enough for our forefathers. Yeah. It still should be good enough for us.
Right. Amen.
Right.
You know, I don't listen to really too many TV preachers anymore. But if I ever do, it don't take me but just a few lines of hearing them read if they're reading what I got.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I remember ordering a Bible one time, and ordered it not for just the Bible, but it had a lot of quotes and a lot of historical stuff in it. And I got to reading, when I was reading that, Evan, I kind of got to noticing, just didn't seem like there's something right about it.
Right.
And I looked at it and looked on the outside. It said King James, or said Authorized King James. So I was reading it, and I just kept noticing little things about it that I couldn't put my finger on. And so I got to inspecting it and looking at the front of the book, and it was called an Easy King James. Mm. And they were changing V's and vowels and all them other words to different words.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's what's wrong. If you study the King James Bible, it won't take you long to realize if somebody's reading something you ain't got.
You're right.
That's right.
You're right.
So this is a great thing that God's given to us.
Amen.
I'll tell you something else I believe is a great thing in His law that every one of us need never, ever forget. Salvation is a great thing.
Right. Sure is. Praise God.
Amen.
Best thing ever happened to me, bar nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
Woo! Hey. Amen. How many of you remember when you got saved?
Hey. Yes, sir.
You know what? Now, I know time can take a toll on our mind and our body, and I understand sometimes things happen to us that we may forget a lot of things. But you know, I'm talking about people that have a physical ability of memory.
That's right.
Yeah. Most people's ever been saved never forget it.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Exactly right.
Now I know where I was at.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I know the year. The month was either September or October, latter part of September or October. It was at Plano Baptist Church in Plano. I know it was Friday night. I don't remember what color socks I had on.
Hey, man.
Come on, Brother Mark.
And I don't even really remember what the preacher preached. But I remember what he said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't lying. I mean, it's just like the whole time he's preaching, he's looking at me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting on the very back pew at the aisle. Because I didn't really want to be there. I went because a friend of mine invited me and I told him I'd go. Mm-hmm. And I done had to, here's my scenario, when he done, I'm cut and run, buddy.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, God's cut and run plans changed my thinking.
I love it.
I mean, it's just like he never took his eyes off of me.
Amen.
And I got done, I tried to do this. Try to hide.
Amen, brother.
Testimony.
Yeah. Like a good Baptist.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. You're guilty.
And I was sure Roger had done told him everything about me.
Yeah, that's right.
But it didn't have nothing to do with him.
You're right, brother.
No,
right.
And it really didn't have nothing to do with the man preaching.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Ghost had my number.
Exactly. Amen.
Yes, he did. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I remember him saying, And he was talking to me. He didn't call my name, because I don't know that he knew my name, but he was talking to me. He said, if you'll just make the first move,
bless you, Brother Mark.
He'll do the rest of it. See, I wanted to leave, but I couldn't go. And I remember him saying that. Yeah. If you'll just make the first move, he'll do the rest.
Amen.
And when he said that, it was just like the Holy Ghost loosed me. And I moved my foot.
Amen.
Woo! And the rest is history.
Yeah, boy.
Glory.
I believe God saved me right there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah. You know why? Because my foot said, I won't.
I'm ready.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
the Lord. Praise
Amen.
Oh,
1976.
Glory.
Good testimony.
Amen.
I still don't know who the preacher was. Still don't know what he preached. But I know what was done.
Yeah.
For Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Salvation is one of those great things.
Yes.
You never forget. Why? Because of the price that it costs.
That's right.
You know, it's free to us.
Yeah.
But it ain't free.
Right.
No. Amen.
You know what the price of salvation is? Blood.
Yeah.
The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, without the shedding of blood,
there's
no remission.
No remission. Yeah.
I wouldn't give you a half a hallelujah for somebody's chance who ain't saved through the blood.
Amen.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Amen, Brother Mark. I'd say when I see the blood, I'll thank God.
It still works?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I mean, Lord Jesus gave His life's blood.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. For us.
Right. Right.
Somebody, I read a piece years ago and said, well, when Jesus died on the cross, His blood was corrupted.
Imagine that.
Baloney.
Amen.
And I ain't good baloney.
Amen.
How do you get away from God's precious lamb?
Bless you.
They put that lamb up and they examined it.
Yeah.
Sure had no blemish.
Come on. That's right.
What did they do before? What was going on before Pilate? They were inspecting that lamb.
You're right.
No fault.
And what Pilate say? He said it three times.
Yeah.
I found in him no fault.
Hey.
Amen. Right.
And he said the last time at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen.
He
brother.
Was inspecting God's lamb.
Yeah.
Glory.
Yes, he was.
Bless you, Brother Mark.
When they nailed him to that cross, all them people on that ground that was ridiculing, if you be the Son of God, save yourself and us. He could have.
Yes, he could have. That's right.
But had he done that,
it
wouldn't have done me no good.
Right.
You know what they were doing? They were inspecting God's lamb.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And when Jesus said, Eli, lama sabachthani.
Yeah.
They just say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Yeah.
You know what was going on?
Yeah.
God's lamb was being inspected.
Yeah.
Bless you, Brother Mark. Amen.
Now, I don't know. I wasn't there. But the Bible talked about there being darkness over the land for 3 hours.
Yeah.
My thinking. When God put that darkness over that land is when God and His Son did that work of redemption.
Yeah.
They inspected Him. Couldn't find no fault in Him.
Amen.
He was God's perfect lamb.
Yeah.
His blood is sufficient.
Yeah.
We sang that old song, what can wash away my sin?
Nothing
but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Nowadays, Baptist churches say, what can wash away my sins? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't so.
That's right.
The blood of Christ is as good then as it is now,
yeah.
And as good to be tomorrow as it is right now.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
What do you, what, I mean, if it's the price of salvation is not blood, what is it? Yeah. It's not works.
No.
For if it's works, we can have some reason to boast. I work more than you do. You work more than I do. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. Yeah. For by grace are you saved through faith, not out of yourselves.
Right.
It is the gift of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Brother Mark. Hallelujah.
I'm glad I'm saved by the blood.
Amen.
Amen. We used to sing a song down at the Faith Baptist Church in Franklin. Saved by the blood of the crucified one.
Yeah.
Now wrenching from sin and a new work begun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm saved by the blood of the crucified one.
Yes.
Amen, Brother Mark. Bless your heart.
Charles Spurgeon grew up in homes of preachers. His daddy was a preacher. His grandpa was a preacher.
Yeah.
And at an early age, God, he was seeking for salvation. And he said, I'd go to this church, and I'd go to this church, and I'd go to this church. And said, the men of God that stood, they would preach good truths. But he said, there was nothing for me.
Yes.
And he said, I'd been here, and I'd been there. I'd pray. My mom would talk to me. My daddy, my grandparents talked to me. And I'd go to these men of God, preach great truths, but there was nothing for me. One cold, snowy morning.
Yes.
He turned down a little street in London called Artillery Street. Walked into a little old Methodist church. And went in to get out of the cold and the snow. Man of God got in the pulpit and preached Isaiah 45:22.
Amen.
Look unto me.
Yeah, be you saved.
Be you saved.
Mm-hmm. All the ends of the earth. Yeah.
He said he stopped. He said he looked at me. He said, young man, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said, surely I was.
Mm-hmm. Bless.
But he said, all you got to do is look.
That's right.
He said, anybody can look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bless.
He said, it ain't hard.
That's right.
He said, all you have to do is look.
Bless.
And he said, when that comes, that truth comes flooding my soul. He said, I could have looked my eyes out. And he said, God save me. Because of a look.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Because of the price of it.
That's right.
Right.
It was blood.
Amen.
John 1:29 says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. It's great because of what it accomplished.
Yeah. Amen. Right. Good, Brother Mark.
You know what it done?
Yeah.
It took away our sins.
Amen.
And the punishment.
Yes.
Woo. Hey, I still live in a sin-cursed world. I still live in a sin-cursed body. I still live with sin all around me. But I'm not going to have to pay the price of sin because it's been done away with by Calvary's Lamb. It's been paid for.
Thank you, Jesus.
So great salvation.
All some people want salvation for is a fire escape.
Yeah.
Fire jerk, yeah.
I won't go to hell. Well, I don't either.
Amen.
It ain't.
Amen.
But that ain't why he saved me.
That's right.
Not going to hell is one of the benefits.
Yeah, that's right.
Getting to go to heaven when you're undeserved, go there is one of the benefits. What did he save me for? To do away with my sin.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
Why? Because I couldn't do away with myself.
Right. With prisoners.
Mm-hmm. Last heaven one day was talking to some smart aleck person. Been talking to him about the Lord and about his soul. He said, you know what? I'm tired of hearing about you. Won't you and your Holy Ghost go to hell?
Oh, my.
He said, well, I ain't going to do it. He said, because the Lord won't let me. If he did, the Holy Ghost would be with me. When I got there, it wouldn't be hell, would it?
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's arrogant right there.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, boy, you better be careful about what you make statements to preachers.
Amen. Amen.
He come to pay what you couldn't.
That's right.
That's right.
He come to do what you can't.
That's right.
Amen.
And that's to do away with your sin.
Amen.
And did he?
Finished.
You know what he done with my sin? He nailed it to his cross.
Amen. Sure it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's hard for me to get a hold of.
Amen.
We're talking about God's perfect Lamb took my stinking sin and nailed it to his cross.
Bless you, Brother Mark. Amen. Yeah.
Now, when you get saved, God don't see your sin.
No.
He sees the Son that died for it.
Amen. That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, he's just like that Old Testament sacrifice. They would have the lamb that would be sacrificed, and they would have a scapegoat.
You're right.
You know what they do with that scapegoat? They would do the same thing they done with that sacrificial lamb, but when it come time to the sacrifice, instead of killing it, they put their hands on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In an act of transference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what they do? They let him go.
Yeah.
You know what happened when third day after Jesus was in the tomb? Let him go.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And he's still free.
Yeah. It's good, Brother Martin. It's good.
Jesus said, it is finished.
Amen.
Didn't say he was. He said it is.
That's right.
He said, I've come to do what you asked me to do. I've done it.
Yeah.
Come to
I paid for it.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it's still paid for.
That's right. Hallelujah. Amen.
There ain't a thing I can do to add to it.
You're right.
That'll make it better than it already is.
Amen, right. Brother Mark.
Now, I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot more to my salvation that I'm learning. But I'm glad to be saved.
Amen.
There ain't nothing on this planet like living the life of a saved individual.
Amen.
Man, I mean, there ain't nothing like it. Living saved is living saved.
Hallelujah.
I mean, boy, you got peace with God.
Yeah.
You can love people that you just couldn't stand. Amen. There's some people I still don't necessarily care for.
Amen. It's good, Brother Mark. Good.
But that don't mean I hate them.
Right.
That's right.
I hate their flesh.
Yeah.
But
they
got a soul that can be loved.
Yeah. That's right.
I hate the sin this world's in. But they still got a soul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Man, well, they don't deserve to be loved. Well, you didn't either.
Amen. Right. That's good, Brother Mark. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's true, too.
Right.
It was a great price.
Yeah.
Paid. It was his blood.
Amen.
It accomplished a great act.
Sure did.
It took away our sins.
Amen.
Took them away. You know, in the Old Testament, they were covered for a year when they'd offer that atonement.
That's right.
And then, it wasn't a guaranteed offer that it would be accepted.
Right.
It had to be dependent on the person doing the offering and the thing that they were offering.
You're right.
You know, they put bells and pomegranates on them, them high priests, and they put a rope around them.
Yeah.
And they'd go in that holy of holies where could nobody see.
Right. Right?
And if they heard ding, ding, dong, dong,
pull them out.
They know everything doing good.
Mm-hmm.
And when they quit hearing ding, ding, dong, dong, they know God done found his ding.
Yeah. Amen.
They pull them out.
Pull them out.
And they'd have to start again.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm glad when Jesus paid that debt.
Praise God.
Only one got pulled out was me.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen. Yeah. Threw me out of many waters.
Yeah.
R.A. Torrey was preaching a meeting in one of the southern states. And he was somebody asked him to deal. He was a good friend of D.L. Moody. Reuben Archer Torrey was his name, R.A. Torrey. And somebody asked him to do some teaching or preaching and some just things about B.L. Moody. And he taught and preached a message that night on why God used B.L. Moody. Brought out several things on how God used him.
Yeah.
And he told a story that I'm sure B.L. Moody had told him. That one day on the streets of Chicago, B.L. Moody was out walking around witnessing, and he noticed this young little girl peeking around the corner in different places. And she'd see him, and she'd kind of hide and duck. And anyway, next day he saw this little girl again. And so he finally got up to her and got to talking to her and told him who he was. She said, "I know who you are, Mr. Moody." He said, "I know who you are." So, well, I'm going to be preaching this church Sunday, and I would like for you to come. He said, "I'll be there, Mr. Moody, I'll be there." Sunday come, and that little girl didn't show up. So the next couple of days, Mr. Moody's back out on the street of Chicago, he saw that little girl.
Yeah.
Peeking around the corner. And when she saw him see her, she took off running.
Yeah.
And he got to chasing her. And she'd run upstairs and run in this house. And he run upstairs and went in this house. And he saw her go in this bedroom. And he went in that bedroom. And he went in there and he pulled that little girl out of that bed. Mm-hmm. And R.A. Torrey related that story that night that he was preaching about Dale Moody. After the service, a young lady came up to him. I said, "Mr. Torrey," said, "I heard you telling the story about Dale Moody and a young girl that he pulled out from under her bed." Said, "Yeah." Said, "Yes, that's true. He told me that." Said, "Well, I want to tell you some more of that story." Said, "That girl that he pulled out from under that bed was me."
Amen.
I said, "He didn't have no idea when he pulled me out from under that bed. He pulled me and my family out of hell."
Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Mark.
Glory to God.
Happy Sabbath, brother.
I'm glad God pulled me out of hell.
Woo!
Amen.
Amen.
And did it through the blood of His Son.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't do it myself.
Amen. Glory.
You imagine the testimony that young lady had.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
You'd be there today, you'd all get shot.
Yeah. Get in trouble.
But it was a great cost.
Amen.
But it accomplished a great thing.
Sure it did.
It took away my sin.
Amen.
Look at John 15:13. We've seen the law of God itself is great. We've seen salvation is great because it is. Amen. It's still great.
Uh-huh.
The Bible talks about the book of Hebrews. Talks about so great a salvation.
Yeah.
And it is great. Uh-huh.
Amen.
But now you come to John 15:13. We're looking at another great thing. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something else. The love of God is great.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really can't fathom it. Why He would love us.
Bless you, Brother Mark.
So much to give His Son. Greater love hath no man than this.
Amen.
Than a man lay down his life for his friend.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's love.
Amen.
And you know what? It's one thing to love somebody that loves you, but it's another thing to love somebody that you know can't stand you.
Amen.
You want to see what real love is? Love people that don't love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do.
Amen.
But it can be done.
Amen.
But not in yourself. It has to be done through the love that's put in you.
Amen.
Yes.
Now listen to what he said in 1 John. Chapter 4:10. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us.
Mm-hmm.
And sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Well, think about how much God loved you. I mean, He loved you. And He loved me. You know, our brother Ed say, if he would have been the only person on the planet that needed to be saved, I believe Jesus would have went to that cross.
Sure enough. Mm-hmm. Amen.
I believe it.
Why? Love. For God so loved the world that He done what? He gave. He gave.
Amen.
His only begotten Son.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He gave it. Why?
Love.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Amen. You know, you love somebody, you're going to give.
You're right.
Love is a... I've been out of school a long time, but I still know love is an action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It has to be... You can't just say it without showing it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I appreciate my wife. knows I love her, but I think she still wants me to show her.
That's right, right. Right. Good.
Right. Same way with God.
Yeah.
I believe he knows you love him, but I still believe he wants us to show us.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Not that we loved him, but he loved us.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Why? That's the question of the ages. Why? I wasn't worthy of it.
No.
I didn't deserve it. I still don't deserve it. Mm-mm. I still don't see myself worthy of it. Only thing I can tell you the why is because he loved us.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where it goes, Matt. He loved us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gave.
Yeah.
His only son. That day at the Jordan River when Jesus was being baptized, and that Spirit of God came down, lit upon him, and that voice from heaven spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
Amen.
Boy, you want to know what Jesus done? He pleased his Father.
Sure did.
And his Father was pleased with his Son.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, I tell you, I still can't tell you everything I know why God loves us, but I'm glad he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If that isn't love, then the oceans are dry.
Yeah.
There's no stars in the sky.
Amen.
If God didn't love us, where would we be? Mm. I tell you where we'd be. We'd be miserable people.
Sure enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
You know, I don't know how we've come from God loving us so much. Now, I believe God hates. I don't hate nobody. Well, you need to read the Bible.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Psalm 7:11.
He's angry.
Yeah.
With the wicked every day.
Every day.
The Bible said he hated Esau.
Yeah.
Hated
him.
Yeah. Why? God don't hate nobody. Well, he said he did.
Yeah.
And you know, if it wasn't for the love of God, he hated me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
But I'm glad he don't.
Amen. Yeah,
me too.
I like somebody, why hate you? That's an awful thing, ain't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My wife's sister tell her that something. Well, I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad God don't tell me that.
Hey, man.
Well, I hate you. He could. But why does he keep him from it? His son.
Amen.
I don't understand for the life of me. I never have, never will. Why God loved me enough to save me. Other than I can't save myself.
Amen.
And I needed his. I needed. Trade my death for his life.
Yeah.
And my ungodliness for his righteousness.
Amen.
I've done all them things. I don't understand it. But I'm glad it's true.
Amen.
And I've often wondered, you know, if when we stand in the presence of the Lord, maybe we'll understand it all.
Oh, yeah. Amen, brother.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I believe when we get there, we're going to find out that he was blinded by the Son. And he couldn't look past our own sin because his Son covered it.
Yeah.
Once and done.
Mm.
He loved us.
Yeah.
Greater love.
Yeah.
No man than this.
Hath no man than this.
Amen.
Then lay down his life for his friends.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Jesus... They didn't, yes, they crucified him, but they didn't really kill him.
No.
He laid it down his own self.
Yeah.
He gave his life for me.
Amen.
And he told him, said, "You destroy this temple, 3 days I'll raise it up again."
Sure enough.
And he did.
Now, they killed the Son of God, they killed the man part of God, but they didn't kill God.
Amen.
3 days later, just like he said, resurrected.
From the grave he arose.
His own power, he laid his life down.
Yeah.
Freely.
Power laid down.
And 3 days later,
amen.
He got up again.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know why he couldn't stay dead? Because his life in him.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what the Bible said in the Gospel of John. In him was life.
Yeah.
You got life in something, it ain't going to stay there.
Hey, man.
That's right.
I know they're dead. Paul and Dylan Crouch. Yeah. I'm talking about to
yeah.
the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Purple haired woman.
Yeah.
She said when she was a kid, she had a pet chicken. I don't know if y'all ever heard her tell that. And somebody ran over it and killed it. And said she prayed for it and God resurrected it. Now the preacher said I'd plucked it and fried it.
Amen.
I don't believe that. I mean, a chicken's dead. A chicken's dead.
Yeah, right.
We grown up as kids. We go to my grandmother's up in Edmonton and they have fried chicken.
Amen.
And I mean, bless God, we have Woo! Kentucky fried chicken.
Amen.
And go out in the yard and get a chicken.
Yeah.
Bring its neck.
Bring it or chop its head off.
One way. Yeah.
I always thought that was so funny. Yeah. I watch that chicken run around.
In there. Flying everything.
And I did not dream then that God was getting me ready to deal with back just running around with a head cut.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, that chicken would run around for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
If you ain't never seen that, you ain't lived.
That's true.
Yeah. Out of blood.
Yeah.
My daddy milked cows when we were growing up as kids. Milk. I hate milk.
Yeah.
I'll eat it in cereal. I put chocolate in it. I don't like white milk. Just drink.
Yeah.
I seen my daddy milk cows.
Yeah.
Anyway, story told about this old Quaker. One day was one morning was out, one night out milking his cow. And doing it the old way, cow kick that bucket over. Quaker just patiently put it back up, set it back under, all milking. That cow pick that leg up, stick it in that bucket. That Quaker pick it back up, go to milking. That cow kick that bucket back over. He walked up that cow, grabbed it by the ears, and said, "Thou knowest that I'm a Quaker, and I cannot lose my temper. But what thou knowest not, tomorrow I'm going to give thee to my neighbor, and he is a Baptist, and he will beat the devil out of me."
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
That would be that wouldn't be as funny, except I've seen it.
Amen.
All that God loves us.
Amen, Brother Mark. Mm-hmm.
I still can't get my head wrapped around that.
Yeah. Amen.
I guess that's why when we get into the presence of the Lord, it's going to be for an eternity.
Amen.
Because it's going to take us that long to understand it.
You're right.
Oh, man.
And then I ain't sure we'll ever really will.
Amen.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
We need to start now.
I believe that John said he saw a lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As it had been slain.
Yeah.
Didn't say it was scarred. It said it had been slain.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wonder many times if what we're going to see when we come into God's presence for eternity.
We'll see what it calls.
Is that slain lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To always remind us of what it took.
Yeah.
To get you to where you are.
Amen, Brother Mark. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heaven's going to be a wonderful place.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Going to have walls of jasper, street of gold.
Yeah.
Gates of pearl. All kinds of beautiful stones. City. A city that's gold.
Yeah.
Street. Pure gold. But if it didn't have nothing but an old run-down shack and a gravel road, if it had Jesus,
yeah, we have
it'd be enough.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all ever heard this song, and I'm gonna close with this.
Listen.
Roy Rogers. Y'all remember Roy Rogers?
Oh, yeah.
King of the Cowboys, some say.
Yeah.
I believe he was a Christian man.
Yeah.
I heard him sing a song one time, and I'd like to find the words to it if I could ever learn it, because it's got a beautiful meaning for it. And it talks about going through the trials of this life and all the things that we suffer and all the problems we face. And it just come down to this. He said, one day this road for me will turn to gold.
Yeah.
Well, the road I'm on right now is crooked. Sometimes it's rough. Sometimes it's hard.
Amen.
But there's going to be a day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, yes. Brother Marty.
I'm going to step into that city who's building a maker.
Amen.
Bible said there's silence in heaven for about the space of half an hour. Now, since God's not bound by time, that's going to be a long time.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Like Brother Cleet said. Just look.
Yeah.
Taking it all in.
Amen.
Father, I love you today. God, we do truly have some great things, God, that you've given to us out of your word. Lord, your word, Lord, is a great thing to me. And Lord, the salvation you've given to us is certainly great. And Lord, that love that you loved us with, Lord, is a great thing, and I'm glad for it.
Yes.
I can't understand it. But I'm glad, Lord, you looked beyond my faults and all my problems, and you saw my need. And all my need is wrapped up in the blood of Christ. I thank you, Lord, today and services we've had today and being around you people today.
Thank you
again. Be with us this week as we go out, Lord, and face this world and the devil and everything else. And Lord, help us to put on Christ that others may see you in us. Again, thank you, Lord, for what you've done. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen. Boy, I tell you, I like that. Amen.
Amen.
Bible said in Hebrews chapter 6, when God couldn't swear by no greater, swore by his own name to Abraham. Abraham said, that's good enough for me. Boy, the greatness of God, the greatness of his word, oh my. May we never lose sight of the great things of God. Somebody tried to belittle Dr. B.R. Lakin, one of these educated idiots, I guess, PhD, post-hole digger or something, I don't know, but he came up with Dr. B.R. Lakin, and he said, there are no absolutes, you know what B.R. Lakin said? He said, are you absolutely sure? I mean, that's all it took. It was crickets after that. But Brother Mark, he's right. No greater book than that book. No greater salvation than being born again. Amen. I mean, I met a lot of people. They were, I guess, head salvation, but they didn't have heart salvation. I'm not trying to belittle nobody, even myself. I'm just glad I'm saved. Yeah. You need to be sure you're saved. It's a wonderful thing. And oh my, I wish I'd go through it again. It's wonderful. Greatest thing I've ever experienced in my life was getting saved. And the sad thing is, drug my feet for 34 years. My grandfather tried to talk me into getting saved when I was 18 years old. But it's not like he said, that Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, God said, my spirit will not always strive, but man, in Genesis chapter 6, that Holy Spirit, it's got a big part in getting saved, amen? And as much as Mark wanted to run out that back door, that Holy Spirit said, ain't no better time right now. I'm telling you, that's one of them eternal decisions. And I got saved at home, he got saved at church. But I'm just glad God will save you if you just ask him. Good message, good spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to ask Brother Jerry to sing a song tonight. Let's ask everybody to stand. Maybe somebody got a word on your heart. Man, this is a good place to be.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but boy, this little old church, it's not behind in nothing. I agree the walls aren't as far apart as other churches. I agree maybe the accommodations aren't as great as other churches. But I'm going to tell you, God's got a habit of passing by here.
Amen.
He passed by a lot there at the house of Lazarus and Martha and Mary. And he passes by here. Maybe somebody's got a word on your heart. If you do, we'll give you an opportunity. I appreciate the preaching tonight.
Anybody?
I want to thank the Lord for being here. What I felt tonight, and I want to thank Him that I am saved.
Woo! Yeah. Ain't that good?
Amen.
Amen. Man, I wish I kind of wish you just give it to everybody, just kind of slip them a little, you know? Hey, I want some more of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just
want
to thank the Lord for being here, and I want to thank Him for saving my soul.
Amen.
I got saved back in 1955. I was 13 years old.
Wow.
I remember Brother Roger Lifter was preaching.
Amen.
I got saved.
Yeah. Woo!
It's been a long time, but I mean, I've slipped up some, but I always went back to the Lord to ask Him to forgive me of my sins.
Bless you, Sister Joanne.
I'm not perfect. I know I've not been perfect. Nobody is perfect but the Lord.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank Him for every day that He gives me here.
We can all say we've not been perfect.
Right.
Like Brother Mark preached tonight, He made the captain of our salvation perfect.
That's right.
When He sees me, not only does He see the blood, but He sees His Son. He that has the Son has life. Hallelujah. I'm talking about life. Mm-hmm. Woo! I've never been more alive than I am right now. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Man, I was dead in trespass and sin. Thought I was living it up.
Yeah.
Amen. Who else? I like that double header there.
Yeah.
Who was at the same time?
He was talking about D.L. Moody in Chicago up there.
Yeah.
He had one of the finest churches they was on State Street. One of the worst streets they was in Chicago. And for about 7 years, I drove a bus in there every Sunday morning, picked some of those men up, brought them to our church.
Bless
in Gary.
You.
Every Sunday morning.
Wow.
For like 7 years.
Bless you, Billy. Hallelujah.
And, we went up there to their mission. There was a lot of people didn't want to go in there to the service because 99.9% of the people there were black.
Yeah.
And people are just that way, you know.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to serve God, not to look at those men in there.
Bless you, brother.
And they were some bad men in there.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But, you know, He changed their lives.
Oh,
He had a work there that was unbelievable.
Amen.
He did. But it was really in a bad spot in Chicago.
Amen. That's good, Brother Ed. You know, Jesus said, who will love me the most?
Yeah.
He'd just been forgiven much. Or he'd just been forgiven a little. And Peter said, I suppose he's been forgiven much. He said, you've answered rightly, buddy.
Some
of them old rough ones, boy, they make good and you get them good and saved, amen. They know what happened. Hallelujah. Who else? And I ought to be a unanimous. Go ahead, Sister Bonnie.
I'll go down memory lane. We lived at Billy Adams on Cemetery Road when I got saved.
Hey, man.
Sister, we got saved the same night at a revival.
Hallelujah.
At Burton Memorial Church on up the road from where we lived.
Yeah.
Brother Jim Allen was the pastor. The evangelist was Brother Joel. And I tell you, it just seems like yesterday.
Woo!
I remember me and Patty both at the altar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness, what a blessing it was. And I remember when we got baptized, they had this big baptistry in the church. And when I come up out of that water, I felt clean from head to toe.
Hey,
man. I was already clean because I got saved.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
Just wonderful.
Yeah. Amen, Sister Fonnie.
It's like you said, if you got it, you will never forget it.
That's right.
Never.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm like her. I got baptized 2 weeks after I got saved, and I really didn't even understand much about nothing. But I kind of like Brother Mark talked about tonight, them words, this is my beloved Son, whom I well pleased. God, you know, He's pleased when we do those things that He asked us to do. He told us to get saved, get baptized, and take up the cross and follow Him. And you may not understand that, taking up the cross, but it'll cost you something to do it. It's worth it, but it'll cost you something to do it.
Yeah.
Anybody else? What you got, Brenda?
I do believe that there's people out there that really do think they're saved.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's so sad.
I like the testimony she gave earlier.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate you singing that song tonight. I'm not
I'm not dragging this service out. It's just, this is a good place to be.
Yeah.
Y'all can probably think of some places that you like to be. I can't think of no place better than right here, right now. Anybody else got anything on your heart?
Well, I just want to thank the Lord for
forgiving me.
Bless you, Rita.
Godly parents.
Yeah.
Who taught me wrong, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't give up, neither did they.
Brought me up in a good Christian home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daddy was laying on his deathbed.
Bless the Lord.
The last thing he said to me was, stay in church.
Bless you.
Right.
And take
right.
my mama.
Woo.
Take your mama to church. Take care of her.
Bless you.
Promise me you'll do that. And I said, I will.
Bless you.
And I started coming to church.
Bless you, Rita.
Ever since then.
Yeah.
He made Miranda say the same thing. Because I was standing there and he said, promise me you'll get those kids in church.
Bless you, sister Dillon. Amen.
And if it hadn't been for my daddy, I wouldn't be here today.
That's right. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I wouldn't be here in this little church.
Amen, Sister Rita.
He started that little church on his back.
Yes.
On his back door still.
Yeah.
And then they came here.
But there's a man that started it.
Yeah.
So he lays out there under the tree.
Yeah.
And he watches over us.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can feel his presence in this church.
Oh, amen. Yeah. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Especially when little Tater was saved last weekend. I told him that my daddy was probably smiling
because
he thought a lot of him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
So it takes a great person to get a little thing started, but it can grow and grow.
Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you, sister.
My daddy was one of those people.
Yeah. He passed the torch, what she's trying to say.
He was a godly man. Yeah.
He said, as far as I can go, you take up from here. Amen. Good. I better stop this thing, because if I don't...
You know, Brother Mark, Leslie, she was standing right there at the door this morning, and I said, I want to thank y'all for coming, and y'all come back. Tears come down her eyes.
Yeah.
And she said, as I sat here this morning, I could hear Karen speaking to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad y'all were here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So she thought a lot of Karen.
Yeah.
She thought a lot
of
Karen.
So. Amen. Yeah. What about that, brother?
Just hope and pray that they'll come back again.
Yeah. Summer works for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some, Jesus said, their works follow them.
Yeah.
And some lighter rain. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.